Shouldn't the lashon be the other way?
What's that?
Ochel shows it first.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's the main thing, and the other one is tamura.
There's no main things. In other words, it's either or.
Practically,
it's either or. So, but we're doing the Balamar in Eil Dvarim. So it's in the back of the Masechta Perek Eil Dvarim. So the Balamar uses the term Yechalipin and Tamura, which I think which supports our pshat, namely that there's no mitzvah Simchas Yontif. That's why it says L'nofak midei mitzvah legamri. Legamri meaning that it's not that it's never a mitzvah. But if you substitute Yoshev Hashona, if you're Yoshev Hashona, the Chovas Mitzvahs Simchas Yontif will not be Chal. That's what he said.
Pretty clear.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Lefika Achukori Oser Hashem.
From the story of
Mabre de Ravina,
the halacha is Machri, the halacha like Rabbi Eliezer. That
fasted.
What? That you confessed.
He fasted all the day.
Mishum the Kamel on my Sarav. And what was the story about what did he do? It says he fasted every day except three.
That.
Right? What were the three Shuras?
Shuras, Purim,
and Erev Yom Kippur.
Right, so you see what right all the Yom Tov. Okay.
So what about the Yom Tov? So apparently, we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Ubishabis Nami Hakomodim Kidarava Kidasir the Karasla Shabbos Onik.
Okay, so what does he hold? So apparently he holds that he didn't fast on Shabbos.
He did not fast, right.
That's what he holds, right?
Right.
It just doesn't mention Shabbos, it means all the other days besides Shabbos, with the Yontif and where it's not Kavua.
How do you have to strength to learn practically?
And then he says, Vahani Mili, he sums up, because what he's doing is showing all the problems. So he says, Vahani Mili Kulu, Mi Dami Adadi, are they alike? I mean, they're all sorts of each other. That's what he's...
And he's making deductions from each and every source, and then he says, okay, now you look at all the conclusions, they're not the same.
Exactly. He's saying, the Balamar is saying there's no difference in the second class of Tanis, and first class is Abel. Second class of Tanis is no difference between if you accidentally didn't eat all day or if you ate Mine Targima. But the main point is that what? That you didn't have a Suda that day. That's the main point. Okay, there's no difference basically between being Mesir Das and not eating over Shkodesh. You're busy, you didn't think about it, it was a short day.
And
it went to time and you didn't think about it. Or there's no mitzvah like to have Mine Targima.
Like to break the fast.
To make sure you're not completely fasting. But those are both equal. You didn't have a suit, that's the key. Okay, that's what he's saying, all
right?
That's good. Go ahead.
Shabbos, only Shabbos.
But Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can't do that because you have a Chiyah Tzuda. Okay, now go ahead.
That's funny, because...
So in other words, what he's saying here, the Balamor, is what does it mean, Yenifta B'Tfiyah Shalayla? He means that there's two things in the Kiyam Tzuda of Yom Tov, of Simcha. One is a Kiyam Tfiyah Shal Simcha B'Yom Tov, and that requires Tzuda. And the other thing is Simchas Yontif. Simchas Yontif is a Chilush Siyo. But it's not necessarily Suda. You see in Yerushalayim, Chayav Ein Simcha L'Gabasa. So you Yotze with Chagiyya. So it's not Suda, it's simply Achila. Okay, Achilush Siyo. So that's why he says they could be Yotze with Dvarim that don't require Brichas Amazon. They don't require Suda. Because you were Yotze, the Kviyas, with the Chi of Suda Shalaila. Because ordinarily, in Yom Tov, there's no Chi of Suda Balaila holds. The Chi is only by Yom. But over here on Sukkot, because of Tesvav Tesvav, so there's a Chavah Suda Balaila. So the whole Indian breaks up into two components. And in terms of Kviya Sayyom of Simcha, that you Yotze Balaila. And in terms of Simcha B'Yom, that's only a Chilur Shriya. So therefore, you can break up the two components of Suda into two practical activities.
You're learning Dafka Circus, the first day of circus, this would work?
Yes, only the first day of circus. Why? Because you have the Chova Suda from Tesvav Tesvav.
So what happens on normal Yontif?
No Chova. Oh, yeah. So on a normal Yontif, because of the fact that you don't have a Chiv Suda Balaila, so it was thrown onto the Yom, because that's the Iker of the Yontif.
So the Chiv Kfiyas is going to be by the Yom.
He's going to be by the Yom.
And the Simcha. So you have to have the Simcha part at night, though, on Rosh Hashanah?
What?
The other component, the Simcha component.
No.
Do anything at night.
Do anything. But over here, since you were Chayiv already in the Simcha, so B'diyevit Yotzei already. If you're going to do Lachat Kfiyas, so you should do it in the highest form of Simcha, which is B'yom.
Right.
But once you did it already, so Kfiyas are Yom Yom Yotzei. So now what are you missing? Chiv Shtiyah, so you can do a Chiv Shtiyah with... Mine Peros.
Right. Maybe also the first day of Pesach.
The question is asked, the question that the guys were asking is that, what about Pesach? Why doesn't he have the same thing Pesach? Have a Chiyuv Suda Balayla. So I would say that the Chiyuv Suda Balayla is a separate Kedusha Salayla.
Right.
That's
Leil
Skadosh Chag.
Right.
And it's really Allah and the Gadol of Vimcha.
Yep.
But it's not a Kim in the Yom.
Right. It's a Kim in the
Lila. It's a Kim in the Lila.
So it can't be
it's a Kim in the Lila.
It sets off the Lila as a separate unit.
That's right.
Therefore, it doesn't spill over to the Yom.
Right. That's right.
Sukkah's not such
a Yom. But Sukkah's is not. Sukkah's just a Jerushava of Sukkah. But it's not that. It's not a good Lila. It's not a separate Leil Skadosh Chag.
Yeah.
It's Sukkah's. Okay.
Yep.
You want to take one more teretz?
Yeah. Inami. Yishlomo im rasa in ochal klal b'yom lefi shemeshuna hu yantav shal sukkah mishar yom tova. Daha akshi rachmana ledira ibayachal ibayloachal ukashim shal yirab b'yelez mishan b'lachmer kachachomim mishan b'y lahakyo B'chol shamoi dekul ama ibay achel ibay lo achel kidin rosh chodesh shlo nemra atzeres
b'yantif
v'zeh minashini minatanias.
He means Rabbi Lezer demands two sudos even on chol shamoi, even on chol shamoi per se doesn't demand it, is because it's sukkah.
Isn't it very different?
What is it saying at once?
Just like Rabbi Lezer is machmir on sukkahs than on regular chol shamoi.
Yeah, because
of the sukkah, because the dira sukkah needs it, so then Rabbanan we make all the dira sukkahs.
So in other words, so he's saying that the kedusha sayom of Yom Tov of sukkahs is noveya from mitzvah sukkah.
You're right. It's a chiddush to say.
Chiddush.
Yeah.
So he's saying that it's mishuna because. There's no halacha because it's noveya from the mice. It requires a chova sukkah. So by the chova sukkah there isn't doesn't exist because by a chovah.
Right.
So the suda would not be. In other words, the kedushas ayom of sukkahs. Is noveya from what? From the from chova sukkah.
Right.
So if there's no chova sukkah, you can't express the kedusha sayom of the yom tov.
The ordinary method of
yom tov. Because it must be in the framework of chova sukkah.
Right.
To force him to eat would be going against the idea of dira.
Right.